Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm better late than never, I hope. Thank you for your patience if you have been. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. I had a little bit of a technical problem. I don't have Bob with me, so I'm happy to say that I figured it out myself. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, Radiance by Design is a show all about you, and what I like to do is teach meditations. I work with a wonderful stable of guides and angels. They help me so much to understand how we all work and what are the transformations going on this planet at this time and, in fact, in the universe at this time. And we're vibrational beings of light. We're energy beings. And as we shift our energy, and we do that consciously even while we're on Radiance by Design and many other places in your world, then we become much more available to be beings who are able to create a reality of our preference, a reality of expansion, a reality that's based on love and the future and really helping each other. So what I like to do is teach you a meditation, a vibrational, a sacred geometric meditation. I don't need to teach some of you because some of you do it with me faithfully every week and some of you do it at home. I have it on my website as well, veronicaentwistle.com. And it's a wonderful one that my guides and angels taught me that teach us how to shape the frequencies around our body, mind, emotional self in order to protect ourselves, in order to create a sacred space in which we can transform ourselves and do healing for other people and distance healing and also manifest consciously the world that we want. So before we do that, I want to say that tonight's show is all about relationship. And I didn't say that in my flyer. For those of you who don't get the flyer, I send it out every week saying who's going to be on Paradigm Shifters and what we're going to talk about on Radiance by Design. But what I said was it would be all about basically increasing energies, which are really going like mad these days, meaning that the universe is also increasing its energies. The atmosphere, the world, the universal relationship to the earth is increasing its energies. And a lot of people are phoning and saying, holy mackerel, my life is changing so fast I can barely keep my feet on the ground. You're also the microcosm, so not only is it changing on the outside, you have the ability to change on the inside and to be intentional about where you want those changes to take you in terms of, my guides always remind us, in terms of clearing, which they say 90% of the job is clearing the energies from past programming and designing and intending the future that we want to create for one and for all. So back to my sacred geometric structures, let's get in there and do those. And then afterwards, I'd love it if we can talk about how we kind of come together magnetically in relationships, what it is we're working out, how can we tell what we're working out, and how can we move beyond that which would be creating extra drama so that we get it, we get what we need to clear. How can we clear early enough so that we don't have to have all that wild negative drama? And it's not really negative, it's just more intense and it's denser frequency drama in order to create the life we want. So I'm going to get you to call in and talk about your relationships. What are you learning? How can we clear you faster? Talk about businesses and how they're going and what kind of relationship you have in your head and heart about business and what kind of relationship do you have with customers, clients, and money in order to create better business and any other way you want to talk about relationships. What is it in our world that isn't about relationship? Your relationship even to the chair you're sitting on. I'm sitting on a wonderful green recliner chair that is so cozy as I look out at the moon coming through the clouds and I look at the big evergreens and I look at where the eagles often nest and oh my, I'm very comfortable and cozy. Are you? So let's take a few moments and go into our sacred geometric structures and we'll start with a couple of deep breaths. Right now, above your head, perhaps 2 to 3 miles, a golden ball. You create there a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And I drop a filament, a radiant filament of gold and platinum light from the upper golden ball down all the way through your spine into the lower golden ball. How does that feel? Does your body kind of shine up a little bit? All right, now from the upper golden ball, drop to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid with golden lines. And then upside down and matching that with its lower point, the upside down point meeting the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, and have the two pyramids join so that it creates an octahedron. And now inside of your octahedron, you create a crystal ball, beautiful crystal ball. I said the octahedron was basically golden lines, but the crystal ball is amazing. It has many, many, many spectral hues in it. Maybe yours doesn't, because not everybody has to be the same. So take a look at the colors of the crystal ball. And remember that the energies inside the crystal ball are a very soft, feminine energy. And now inside of that, see yourself in a three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of that star, there you are. And as the star spins and spins and spins, it creates the shape of the Merkaba, which is your light body. And this is the body that you've used to change dimensions through the centuries. Remember, we're souls like Canadians, Americans that come from all over the world to live here. And as souls, we've come from all over the universes and all over the dimensions to live here as well. So as we spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron, we're reminded of that lightness and the clarity that comes from the Merkaba, from being able to transit many dimensions at choice, at will. Now, as you're spinning and spinning, take a look in front of you, and there's a beautiful screen. It's a blank screen, and you're going to put magical movies on this screen of what it is you want to create. Now, who is it that you are? Let's put the first movie up. Put your movie up there of who you really want to be. And I just want to be able to transit dimensions at will. So I see myself as spinning and spinning and come from the heart and come from a sharing place and yet being able to move through dimensions at will. And as I spin and spin and I see myself in this beautiful movie, yeah, I know that I create this too. Now wrap that in light, and let's move to the next movie. And the next movie is all about you creating a project that you really want to create. It could be home and family. It could be having children. It could be having a partner, a lover. It could be reconnecting with people. It could be writing a book, creating a movie. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's your project, changing the world, building a spaceship. What is it you want to create? And see the resources coming and the people who know how to help you with this or bring resources. And have your project develop itself. And see how it's working and how happy you are as it's creating itself over and over. You got the ball rolling. And just feel that. How wonderful it is. And then also see the resources rolling through it and to it. And filling it and helping it be ongoing, rapid in light, so that it can stay stewing away into its reality. And now let's call in the Galactic Healing Center. And in that center, you get to ask for your amazing healing team. One of my friends sees it all as people that she knows. Other people see it as multidimensional. Some people see it as some aliens and some angels. It doesn't matter who you see in your healing team and have them stand in a circle around the healing table. And the first person we bring in to put on the healing table is you. So there I am. I jump on the healing table and ask for the healing for myself that I need. I say no. Excellent. And now what is it they would like to do for you? Either you ask for what you'd like, or they'll tell you what would be a wise idea for you to have at this time. excellent job. And then as they're working on you, and I see them running their hands along the energy fields, and someone is pulling things out of my brain. I don't think it's my IQ bits they're pulling out. I think it's some old programs. Someone else is pulling old programs out of the belly. That houses the subconscious, right? And then I'm going to ask them to take a moment and give me a little tidbit of advice or something that I can use to continue my unraveling process into all I could be, or at least the process of becoming all I can be. Now, you might want to write this down when you ask them for a little tidbit about yourself. You may want to write down a bit of advice. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to keep track of these because to me, they're really, really powerful. For me today, it was really interesting because I asked for that and they said that you need to go back into your inner child again and set her free. And all of a sudden, my little inner child popped up out of my body and looked so cute. It was full of bright blue light and it was just laughing and playing. And I realized that sometimes we get pretty somber in there. Inner child gets a bit somber, hey? What happened with you? Maybe you'll call in and tell us later. And now wrap that whole scenario in light and allow the process of healing to stew itself and continue. And now we're having the team replicate themselves. There's a new table there. And who is it you would like to work on? Is there someone who has a special need? Someone that you just love and care about that you want to know? Somebody you don't know but knows needs some help? I'm thinking of a woman right now who just had surgery. She's had a knee replacement, and she's a woman who's given a great deal of service on the planet. And she's had a knee replacement, so we're putting her on the table and asking for help. I see she's having a little problem with a part of the joint in the knee. Don't be surprised if whilst you're in this galactic healing center, you get way more information than you're used to getting. And so they're working on my friend. And they're changing something in her brain. Because in the brain pattern, she's been storing a tremendous amount of early childhood trauma that she hasn't released, even though she's well up into her 70s and continues to help an awful lot of people. She's embodied some trauma in her brain. And they're pulling it out. And flooding the brain with some absolutely amazingly sparkling light. That's it. And I ask if there's any message for her. Okay, I'm going to write that down. I don't think I'll tell you her message. Actually, I will because you don't know who it is. Relieve herself. There's a burden of guilt they're wanting to pull out of her brain, and we do not know the source of it, but she probably does. And they want to pull it out because it sticks in there like stuff. It's like thick, gooey stuff, and it's in the central regions of the brain around the hypothalamus and the pituitary, and probably the amygdala, which is a high-stress area. And they're pulling it out. Now wrap that in light. And now the third one, again, the team replicates itself, and we have the table, and on the table, I think we'll just let be a surprise guest. And once again, I'm getting a husband and wife, or a couple, a male and female. Another relationship is really, really harsh, but the first thing the team is showing me is that he has had quite a bit of abuse that hasn't been touched, which means that in his programming, in the subconscious, he's coming up with some pretty harsh controlling factors in his relationship with his wife or his partner. I don't know if they're married. And he's really harsh, and she finds herself being kind of destroyed. And I'm watching in her, there is also some kind of childhood programming that says that she is not enough. Well, that's not a surprising program, is it? She's a wonderful person, but she has this feeling of being not enough. So when he acts out from that deep hidden abuse energy, and he doesn't really understand that it's there, he can really carve out a bit of a space in her. And then we're asking them both, the team is going around both of them and asking to pull out of their brain pattern these ancient programs which prevent each of them from standing on their own two feet and really saying, you know, I'm a really good person and no one will treat me that way. So they're actually pulling things out of the brain and out of the belly, the second chakra, which houses the subconscious. Good. And then they're filling both the brain for both these people and the belly areas with beautiful golden light. And now we're going to wrap that in light. And you know what? The team is showing from one to the other, they're teaching them to hear each other, to hear each other at a deeper level, to express when they're afraid and when they're unreasonably mad. Well, before it gets to the emotional expression, it's difficult. So we wrap that in light. And then let's do our political one. Let's see what's going on politically right now. All right, so we would like to fill ourselves with bright pink light. And now, as we know, there's an awful lot of lobbying going on to get people to be in opposition to one another, whether it comes from, what do they call them, hate jocks or radio jocks that create foment, whether it comes from lobbyists, from pharmaceuticals or whatever. There's this whole attitude of separateness that I want to see us send harmony to. And then also we would like to send harmony to various parts of the world. Ah, the other thing is the tsunami and the earthquakes over there in Sumatra. Oh my. So let's call forth the presence of the guides and angels and call in a bright pink light running through the top of your head and sending it out of your chest. And to calm and soothe the various beings who are doing kind of hate literature or oppositional talk one to the other, creating distrust and dissension around the world in various hot spots, whether it's about nuclear war and the hiding of nuclear armaments or creating wars for monetary reasons and so on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to send this amazing pink light to those places that you can think of where dissension is being seeded by the oligarchy, as my guides call it. That's the rulership of many by a few for selfish and greedy purposes. And then send that pink light also over to Sumatra. I can't remember the name of the other place. Sumatra, there are two islands out there in the South Pacific that really got over by Malaysia, I believe, that got really whacked, one by a tsunami and one by a following earthquake, Indonesia, I believe. And it's to send our harmonizing light and send love. And one more, we'll send it over to Obama to help him feel the support it's going to take to lift our perceptions above a dog-eat-dog and into more of a win-win for all of us. And now let's just cover the whole world in this pink light. Mm-hmm. And bring it back into ourselves. Right into ourselves as we come close off the Galactic Healing Center with gratitude, with love, and then come back into our spinning star tetrahedron. and then spin and spin and spin. Remember, that lifts your frequencies and enables you to be much more able to create the life, the world that you want, to create your reality. And now step into the room. It's interesting talking about energy and talking about, I talked earlier about business and what is it that attracts us into relationships and so on. I've had some pretty amazing conversations lately, haven't you? We all do lately. Paradigm Shifters, we featured Peter Matisse from the Conscious Business Institute the other night. And he talked about a number of amazing things about how he and his company he used to be a venture capitalist, and they go into corporations and they work with all the individuals in a corporation to find out who each person really is. And he said the dominant subservient model, which is very prevalent in big corporations and all kinds of structures, social structures, he said that the subservient person is just as responsible as the dominant person. And the thing is that they all use the same techniques, which are shaming devices, blaming, judgments, fear, all of those lower, more densely resonant factors. They use those to keep people at bay. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And then I started to think about a number of the clients. I have some absolutely wonderful clients, all of whom are working on themselves like mad. Talking about relationships, there's some I'm thinking about that finally met somebody in relationship and thought that maybe this would be the person. This is quite an interesting thing, in fact. This would be the person that would be a good long-term mate. Now, one of the tricks about this, one of these people finds a person that seems like he would be a long-term mate. And what happens is he feels at first like he's so homey. He has the ability to vibrationally get in step with everybody in the home environment. And that sounds wonderful. So this must be my long-lost soulmate. Soulmates, to me, have often been kind of a tricky thing, because if you're aligned with somebody on a cellular level, you can bet your bottom dollar there's some karma in there. You know, you've met each other, you've known each other before. But what is that bonding all about? It's really interesting. So my friend said, after we found out that this person is highly deceptive and has been really uncomfortable, then the trick is, how do we find a mate that is really going to be long-term harmonious? If you feel really comfortable with somebody, and that could mean that you've got a lot of cellular issues about to... Is that a caller? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while, so I decided to call in today.
Well, it's darn well about time.
And I'm hearing what you're saying about soulmate relationships. I was listening to what you were saying. I think I talked to you about relationships. Yeah. I think I talked to you about relationships the last time I called, so maybe I'll ask about work instead.
Oh, that would be great. And you called me on the other time frame, didn't you, the other time slot?
Yes, I did. I see that you've moved.
Glad you found us.
Yeah. I'm glad you're still here.
So tell me about work. Thank you. What's your work situation?
I've been interviewing a lot, and I'm actually looking to hopefully nail one of these jobs. And they're temporary jobs, but it would be nice. And I just wanted to see if perhaps maybe something is going to come through.
Let's see now. Are you totally unemployed right now?
Well, no, I'm doing a temp job tomorrow. And hopefully I'll book another temp job, but I'm hoping.
Have you been applying for an awful lot of jobs? Because there's another job coming up, but it's already out in the wings. It's as if you've already applied for it.
Yeah, I did today.
Okay, and it's a temp job, but it seems to all of a sudden extend itself. You know how that happens sometimes.
Oh, that would be great.
And do you, I want to ask you this. Do you have a preference, like a long-term preference for a job? Is there something you want to do deep in your heart?
Yeah, consistently.
But that's not it.
Okay. Not
that's
a problem.
Well, what I'm seeing is this other one could go on for a long time that really isn't your heart's desire. So what the guides are reminding you is to take it and carry on and be at work. However, you would do very well to reprogram yourself and realize that you can have the kind of work you want. And it's up and coming. There seems to be another course required, and they want you to draw pictures or write up descriptions and so on, and really start to believe that you can do the kind of things you want. What is it you want to do? Is it more in the creative world, like?
Yeah, it is.
Visual?
I do theater.
Ah.
And I've actually been drawing and writing up things. I'm like, okay, what would be the perfect job?
Oh, well, we want you to continue with that because you look like you're going to get a stopgap, or you're going to get something to carry you through. Not the one you're at now, but another one. But they keep saying that there's something deep in your soul journey that's about to quicken. And in that, there is a light that seems to direct you to the job you really want.
When will that be happening? That sounds fabulous.
I'm not sure about time, but I think that there's something to do with the visual arts in there as well, as if photography would be a helpful tool to use in what
you
want to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you a photographer already?
Well, I've been playing around. I've been playing around a lot with creativity, so it all makes sense.
Well, you know what's interesting about you, and this is for people at home as well, when you do photography, for example, it seems to echo somewhere in your brain, and some of your other ideas start to come forward faster. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. It's like an opening.
It's almost like it really triggers your throat chakra and activates things in a big way.
That's good to know. So I should just at least keep doing what I'm doing. I'm on the right track.
You should. That's right, except make sure that you do even more of the picture visual hoo-ha.
Got you.
Cool. You have great guidance, and thank you for your call, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, Veronica.
All right, take care.
Bye, you too.
All right. And for any of the rest of you that want to call in, let's talk about, you know, what we're talking about with Lisa is also relationship. I used that word, I bandied it about willy-nilly at the beginning, because everything is about our relationship. So if you're looking for work, how is your relationship to yourself? And I don't just mean self. I mean your real self. Are you aware that you're a work in progress? And aren't there themes in you that really want to come forward and re-manifest in the work that you're doing? So call in 888-815-9756 and we can help you find that. And I started talking about this thing about finding somebody who can last in your relationship, finding somebody with whom you can create a long-term powerful relationship. And sometimes one of the most shocking things that happens is you get together with somebody who really makes you feel energized, expanded, feels like you're at home and you really understand this person, and they turn out to be deceptive, they're not good for you, you end up having to be in recovery of some sort. And what's really interesting is I was talking to somebody about, there's a fellow named Lionel Fifield. I went to see him in his seminars in, I think, 1979 probably. He was up from the Relaxation Center in Brisbane, Australia. He must be well into his late 70s by now. He's an amazing, amazing man who pivoted some of my thinking in a big way. And what he was saying is something that resonated as I spoke to several friends today on the phone. He was saying that when you're growing and changing and evolving and trying to become the truth of who you really are, very often you will meet your, it's not soulmate, we call it, your ideal mate will come into your life, and it will not be someone with the body type or the voice type or the personality type that you're used to. It'll be someone that you consider to be quite different than anything you're expecting or anything you're used to. And the reasoning for that is very often, I think I said this before our caller, Lisa, and the reason for that is that the people that we've already had a lot of soul experience with, very often there's some built-in, what would we say, karmic issues or issues of distrust, and there's some really interesting challenges. So we'll be quite shocked about it. But I find it interesting also that, for example, if you had a problem with your mother and you meet somebody and you feel really, really great with them, very often that will be the one who turns into the person who reminds you of how your mother used to talk to you. And that's because they have a sense of the same vibration as your home early childhood patterning. There's a guy named Marvel Hendricks, something like that. And he wrote Getting the Love You Want. And he talked about taking people into kind of a vision quest. And you can do this yourself right now. We'll do the minuscule version. And in that vision quest, you walk up the street. You're kind of in a trance. And you walk down the road. And you walk onto the road in which your home was when you were a child, as far back as you can remember. And you walk up the stairs or up the walkway to your house. And you walk into the house, and you go and see your mom, and maybe she's in the kitchen or in the living room, and you go and see her, and what do you feel? And what are the best feelings that you have? And then what's the worst feelings that you have? It doesn't have to be only your mom, it can be all the families there. What are the worst feelings you have? And what he said is pick the top three of the best, and pick the top three of the worst, and put those six together. And when you enter a relationship, or you're really attracted to a relationship, your favorite person will probably have those, the top three and the worst three traits. Because vibrationally deep within our psyche, we have a resonance that suits all of those. Have any of you done that kind of exercise? So the thing is what Lionel Feifield was saying ever so long ago was that sometimes the relationship that you really want is way outside of those parameters. It might even be true about the job you want, way outside of those parameters, that maybe the job that you have that's making you crazy, or the job that you have that makes you feel, what did I hear somebody say today? This woman, when she was in the job that she has, she was feeling badly about herself because where she was working, she felt always in a state of defense, always concerned that if everybody around her knew what she was like inside, then she wouldn't be okay and they wouldn't like her. And what she also felt was, because she isn't inside as tough as what she had to be on the outside, she felt like she was lying or she felt like she was a weak person. So what's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? That picture was probably restructured from how she felt as a small person, maybe the top three and the lower three. She's successful in this job, but she feels that tension. So what is the solution? So the solution is, ta-da, is to go into yourself and ask, maybe you could even do that little exercise, but go into yourself and really ask, what it is about this person that you just met that feels really comfortable. And find out if that takes you into kind of a trance of feeling absolutely safe. Because I think what's going to have to happen is, and this is a question, this is a comment that I had with somebody else. We started talking about when you meet somebody you potentially want to go out with, it's sort of interesting kind of moving around it and getting to know who they are energetically and emotionally and whether you can separate your spaces from one another and if you can talk about who you really are. Otherwise, you really don't have anything to share in common. All right, so I want you to call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. 815-9756. There's another thing that's going on here is that, and we've talked about this quite a bit, is identities. Who are you really? Sometimes the identity that we've put on in order to cope with our family is not necessarily who we really are. It's how we've coped with the family. They like me to be this. They like me to be quiet. They like me to be orderly. They like me to be never saying what's really going on. So you start putting on this identity about being the one who's always good to get along with or the one that's always challenging. It doesn't matter. But I've noticed as the energies move up on the planet, many of us are challenging ourselves to take another look at our identity, to take another look at it and see what it's really all about and whether or not we are in truth with who we are. That's a very exciting subject. So very often, in order to be in truth with who we have to doff our identities. Sometimes that means being quiet, adding our meditation, and clearing who we are in meditation. So who are you? One of the things that we're going to need here is that we're going to have to develop community amongst ourselves, amongst one another. And if you're going to do consciousness in business, as Peter Matisse talked about, is he would go into corporations and take each person there, whether they're high or low on the totem pole, and ask them to go through these processes to find out who they really are. And at that point, the identities have to drop, don't they? If you're the boss or you're the subservient, and like I said, he said that there is the subservient is there by choice as well. He's there to say that that he can shame the boss, he can judge the boss, he can make the boss wrong, and so on. It's all the same tools that the boss was using. So, hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I think it was Harville Hendrix you were speaking of, you were wanting to
That's
remember.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that book.
I went
Getting
to,
the Love You Want.
Yeah, I went to his workshop.
Pardon?
I said I went to his workshop.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling in to find out if I'm on the right track. Heading over to the San Juan Islands. I'm looking for my next home.
What's your name?
Linda.
Okay. You're going to the San Juan Islands?
Yes, I'm looking at two different islands right now. On Orcas Island. And maybe Walden.
And maybe what?
Waldron. There's no ferry service to Waldron either.
Would you want to do that? I don't think so. You know, are you a writer? You're very, very artistic, aren't you?
Well, not in the traditional way, maybe.
Are you
artistic in my own way?
I'm feeling that it might be a little hard for you to be too isolated. What do you think of that?
Uh-huh.
It feels
well,
like
I sure seem isolated right now, and I'm just, you know, my slate is clear. I'm ready to make a move, and I'm thinking Orcas Island might be a good choice.
I think Orcas Island would be very good, actually. And there's another island, but it seems like there's one like Whidbey or something that has more more activity.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to be that isolated?
I don't know. I mean, there seems to be a community over there.
Well,
there's
here's what I'm seeing.
Go ahead.
Orcas would be very good. I think the place with no ferry, I don't think that's a very good place for you. It feels like you would get very tired and released in a short period of time, like 4 months or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was building
your
community,
wife,
you know, off the grid.
There's a place, I'm not sure if it's like a peninsula or something, but it might be on Orcas, but I see you developing a really lovely community sense with that, but it doesn't look as isolated as what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You have friends,
yeah, that's going
friends.
Pretty far. Yeah.
Well, part of it is a reaction. You know you're in a kind of a reaction, don't you?
A reaction?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
You're doing two things. One is action, which is excellent, and one is reaction, which is a defensive move. Because there's something that has bothered you or hurt you quite a bit, and I feel like you might find that it's just, I just don't want you to be too far out of access for some reason.
Right. Yeah, I have purpose.
And you what?
I have purpose with people, not just to isolate myself.
Oh, good. And do you already have a group of people willing to do that?
No, I'm really solo right now.
Well, honey, I see that there's another. The Orcas Island is very good for you. But there's also a place that's somewhere in and around those islands, which is an interesting peninsula. And it feels like there's already like an intentional community started. And I think you're going to run into, I would say, a youngish man. I don't think it's a lover man. I think you're going to meet somebody who will tell you about it. And you may find yourself headed in that direction. And I'm not sure if it's better than Orcas, but it certainly is a 50-50 opportunity for you. And I like that a lot. And but it does.
Could
it might
be
even be not. What's that?
Oh, could it be Lopez Island?
Yeah, it could actually. And it looks like a group of people. It's not huge. There's some houses. And it looks like they're working diligently to create the community property, meaning the, not political environment, but the ability to cope with each other over dissensions and expansions and so on. They're working that out right now. They're really nice people, very good people. And they all look like they're, well, there's a little span of ages, but they look like they would be, I don't know how old you are, but you look like you're right in the middle of it. And I think that opportunity is going to come to you pretty soon. Very soon.
Do you see a relationship coming up?
I think you'll, yes, I do, actually. I was going to say you're going to get your relationship when you're just ensconced in the community, but I'm not sure, but I think you might even find the fellow just as you get involved with learning about the community. And then he'll go with you. You have trouble in the cold, don't you?
Well, not really. I bought a couple pairs of long johns, you know, the duofold. Just live in those, right?
Yeah. No, I just look at you and I feel like you've got to be careful that you don't get cold because it's not comfortable for you. But I think you've got the possibility of a relationship and it's sliding right around the edge of meeting this community.
And that could be on Orcas Island?
Yeah, it could be, actually. You might even go back and forth with him. You won't jump into relationship with him. You'll both explore community together and then get into relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then choose
nice.
Together. Yeah, and he's very nice. He's got long legs. Are you tall?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah, well, he's taller than you are.
Is he
like
a beanpole, or is he... Pardon?
He looks like he's quite tall. Is he a beanpole, did you ask me?
Yeah. Or is he more
you
filled
know what
out?
No, he looks strong, but he's gentle. But I want to say, tying back to the beginning of this show, is that sometimes our relationships feel like, oh, it's old home week. I already know this person. We have so much in common. And sometimes that's difficult in the long haul. You don't feel like that with this guy. It's like two separate entities that get to know each other, and you start moving ideas around, and then you start finding common reflections back and forth, and there's a lot of long-term possibility with this guy. I think he's handsome,
right.
Frankly. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, but you're going to have fun,
nice.
But you're being tossed about by spirit, really, right now. Do you know that?
Well, it feels pretty sedentary, actually. Tossed about how?
Well, it looks to me like you've got some ideas coming up, and then you change your mind, and you've got. I would go over to instead of worrying about what that means, I would go over to Orcus and pop around and follow your heart, and you'll notice there's a lot of leads that come to you. You don't come to them. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was just getting intuitively.
Good. Well, I think that's what you ought to do, girl. And trust your intuition.
Just get in the mix.
Get in the mix.
Yeah, I guess my question was if I went over there, if I just went over and just bought something, you know, real quick, then I'm not really allowing things to come to me.
That's right, except that, well, I will say this, that you probably will buy something quickly, but I also think that things are going to come to you quite quickly. So once you get your feet going and you start looking, you'll find answers come to you faster than you, because I can see you running and hopping onto another ferry and going here and going there and going, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So
okay,
your
I just
sense
yeah.
Who you are.
Yeah, input. I needed some input.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you, Veronica.
All right, bless you.
All right.
Well, now, that's interesting because she's going to find, this is a good example of someone, all of you out there who are very intuitive would probably have seen that. Oops, I've got a call. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
It's been an interesting year for myself, to say the least. I think my major concern is being patient. And
oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Trusting in the universe. And, you know, I've been consciously creating, you know, different aspects of myself, and I'm still, again, struggling to find the patience to undo, you know, the 27 years of habits and whatnot. But
it gets worse when you get older.
Ooh, that sounds a little ominous. But I mean, I think I'm incredibly excited with my future, and I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic. But I'm also a little afraid, I guess, even though, you know, I'm constantly witnessing these different things that I've manifested for myself. My major concern.
Well, what are you afraid of?
Being alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, I have an incredible family that's been very supportive of my journey, and they don't necessarily understand where I'm coming from, but they're completely open to it.
Okay.
And I think I truly, deeply desire, you know, a partner who can join me in this journey.
And you are going to have that. That's coming to you. It's going to take a little time yet, but then you're going to have it. And you're going to be so pleased that you did had the patience to clear as much as you cleared. Because that partner's got a big, big heart and a very big point of view about the future, and you both want to be able to be up on your tippy toes, moving as fast as you can into your own evolutions, conscious evolutions kind of person.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's not quite that.
I mean, I know that I do have baggage, I guess you could say, and it's kind of, you know, obviously I've created a mask to kind of protect that baggage or whatnot, but, you know, a part of me wants to be open and free in order to kind of reveal my flaws or and who I am with whomever, you know, the universe sends to me. But then a part of me feels like there isn't anybody who could possibly understand.
I have to say goodbye only because we're out of time, but I want to say this very quickly, is that your, and this is for everybody at home, when you meet somebody, the operative thing is don't worry about your baggage, because we all have it, and some of it's cellular and ancient, but you just got to really present that you're changing and growing, and this person needs to respond. It's kind of like an interaction game with changing and growing. Nobody's asking anybody to be perfect. We're just asking that when there's an issue, I do self-referral, not pointing my finger at you, and vice versa. Because you're going to change a lot over the next little while when you meet your partner. So I believe it's a man. Are you into men?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's really gone through some huge changes, and he wants to change and grow. He wants to stop at nothing to get to some big view. And you're like that as well. So remember, it's not about what you've been. It's about releasing, clearing, and not being afraid to change and to love yourself at the same time.
And just a quick question, do you see how far do you see this person possibly entering?
I'm not very good. Probably a year, but I'm not good at time. A lot of us aren't, because the energies are moving fast. But I have to go, or they're going to just hook me off.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Okay. This is Veronica Entwistle saying many blessings to all of you. Stay tuned if you can. I'm going to be with Jackie Salvitti at the top of the hour with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. See you in about 2 minutes. Blessings. Email me, Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Bye.